meter net. Your net control tonight is QO4 Oscar India Mike. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen in Inman. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North and South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Societies, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net. Please call K4OIM or net control. Third, is there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call K4OIM or net control. Third, there. We will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right cue portion. And a look at my echo link. We will now begin the roll call. Starting with the pre-check-in list, and any of you out there that know about it, if you are not going to be able to be around your radio to check into the net, go to the Briar CC website and scroll down to the pre-check-in and put your name, call. Well, first you call name and your location, and then down there it asks you if you want it announced over the air. Check yes or no, and then right down below it, it says check me in. And that's all they are to it. And I've got a pretty good list here tonight of pre-check-ins. First of all, we got W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife, M4IEI, Isla, and they are in Traveler's Rest. Fred, if you and Isla are listening, glad you took advantage of the free check-in. And then we got M4NGU, Never Give Up. That's my friend Phil, he's up here in Boiling Springs. And KO4MXP, David. He's over in Pickens. David, if you're listening, appreciate you checking in. And then N4HNMB, that's Bill, he's down at Hartwell, Georgia. And K4W2S, that's my friend Jim over in Pelzer. And K4OSH, Pat, he's over in Malden. Glad y'all got checked in tonight. And then we got M4DJC, that's my buddy over there in Anderson, Cherry. And then KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's another one of the net controllers, and she brings her, along with her, W2MJB, her husband, and they are located over in Simpsonville. And then we got 88, and both of them are net controllers. They swap back and forth, and the next one up is 884RM. That's Robert, and he's one of the substitute or fills in net controllers. And then KG4WNP, that's Landon, and he is in Dacresville. And that concludes the pre-check-ins. Echo. Echolink stations up out there. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. We have any Echolink stations. So now we'll begin the RS part of the net tonight. And since it's being Tuesday, we start with India through Lima. If the suffix of your call signs begin with I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf. Kilo 4, ISG. Daddy, Daddy, you guys going? Y'all have a good net and a good night, and I'll be in and out at 4. Thank you.
Walt, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
I am. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, 73 to everybody on the net.
K4OIM. Oh, hello, Walt. Good to hear you call the net again. Thank you for doing it. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
OIM. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. On HT. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
Yep. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative and 73 to all on the net.
For OIM. Check in KF4, KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
I started the net and got a page hack filled up. This is a good group. First of all, we got KK4, POQ, that's James, up there in Tuxedo, and then KO4, ISG, that's Danny over in Gastonia. Glad y'all could check in. And then W4INE, Sid up there in Fletcher. Hope you're doing all right tonight, Sid. And then we got KO4JKV, Duncan in Nashville. Duncan, I appreciate you. You check in every night, no matter who's calling the net, and we really appreciate that. And then we got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, and they make their home in Greer. Always glad to hear your voice on the radio, Larry. Then KI4LZI, that's my buddy Andy up on Table Rock on a handheld. Man, you got to be close to that repeater getting in with a signal like you got, Andy. And then we got KO4LAO, that's Jim over in Travelers Reyes. You got a good signal too, Jim. Then KF4 KYI. That's Tom, and he's over in Greenville. Glad all y'all could get checked in tonight. And one more call. India through Lima. I through L. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
And Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo, Jerry of Greenwood. I mean, negative and negative.
Next, we'd like to welcome KO4 NNP. That's Jerry down there in Greenwood. Man, I wish I was still working down there on Highway 72 because it's fishing weather now. Glad you could check in, Jerry. So now we'll move on up to the next group, M through P, Mike through Papa. If the suffix of your call and your call sign begins with M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile on 85 heading to Piedmont. I'll be negative, negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4OIM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4OIM. Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 73, you and everyone on the net.
OIM. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Juliet, Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to everyone.
4OIM, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry down in Simpsonville. Please check me in. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73.
Another good group starting out here. First of all, we got KO4NNP, that's Jerry, down in Greenwood. And then we got KO4NNH, that's Fred over in Piedmont. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. I hope you're still healing up good, Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and her daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Glad you got checked in tonight, Miss Lorena. And then we've got WG4MC. That's Matt. He's another one of our net controllers. I believe he's got Thursday night, and then KO4NNJ, that's Tyler over in Taylor's. Boy, we're getting a bunch of these KO4NN suffixes. Then KO4MWY, that's Larry over in Simpsonville. Glad all y'all could get checked in tonight. So, one more call. M through P, Mike through Papa. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. You're there. I guess we got that group on the first go around. So, we'll move up to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with Q through T, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
M. And Whiskey, November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of that.
Looks like you might have this group by yourself tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome WM4S, that's Chris, and he's in Lyman. Anybody else? Q through T, Quebec through Tango, please call K4OIM or Net Control. A group by yourself for right now, Chris. Echo stations, Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, if you will. Good evening, Nick. Good evening, Net Control. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No track and no cue this evening. KA4PQA.
So recognize KA4PQA, that's Stephen down in Greenwood. Always glad to hear you check in, Stephen. And hope you and your wife are doing well down there. Quebec through Tango, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Heard there. So now we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with U through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott, negative, negative in Greenville. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling the net, Walt.
Back with your wife, Mary's call sign.
Repeat, call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. Repeat, Alpha Charlie Delta. Over.
Everything by now. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. We got K4XB. Boy, that's an easy call sign to remember. That's Tommy. He's over in Greenville. Tommy, glad you checked in. And then KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. And he brings along his ride, KO4ACD, and his daughter, KO4ILI, and both of them's names Mary. I'll get this thing down straight, wasn't I, Scott? Anybody else? You through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Here I usually get a bunch of Davids. I think we're going to have to start a whole new group, the Davids and the Larrys. But we're going to move it on up to the next group, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the first letter, the suffix in your call begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Again, Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4, BLH. The name is Kurt Ville, and I will be negative and negative.
I check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim, and Taylor, negative and negative.
OIM. Hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo, Bravo, 2, Bravo.
Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net tonight.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. I'll be here for comments. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Starting off with a pretty good group there. First of all, we had KM4BLN, that's Kurt. In Greenville, I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me, Kurt. Glad you got checked in and come back every night. We've got the net every night from 9 o'clock on. A different control operator each night. And then we got KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor's. Glad you got checked in, Jim. Then KB2BYQ, that's another call sign that just sticks with you. That's David over in Easley. And he brings along KI4DOS, that's Gary. He is the Wednesday night control operator. And besides calling the net, he has a swap net where you can buy, sell, and trade or whatever ham radio equipment. So be sure and check in with Gabriel tomorrow night. And he brings along his pretty little pride and joy, his wife, K3JOY, and her name's Joy. All right, anybody else, A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Control, please
recognize Kilo, Kia 4, Delta, 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 that's AI. My name is Alex, Lima Echo X-ray, portable in a parking. I'll be negative in tonight. K4, here I am. And with that, please check in at Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo, Golf. This is AK, I'm in Easley, negative, negative.
Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Inman, and I will be negative and negative.
Kilo November 4, Bravo Echo Mike. That's KN4BEM. Daniel, Greenville County. No messages, but I'll stick around for RAG 2.
Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. This is Kurt from Greenville. It's not November.
Thank you, Kurt, for coming back. That first station that checked in, it was KO4. I got CEP, and you were in Anderson. Hope I got the call right. The first call was, it was KI4, and your name was Alex. All I got was KI4, and your name, you were breaking up real bad. Could you come back with the rest of your call and your location?
Affirmative. This is Kilo, India, 4, Delta, 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 Clemson, South Carolina.
Thanks for coming back. That was KI4DDD. Alex over in Clemson. You were breaking up real bad, but I've got you, Alex. Thanks for your patience. Then we got W4AKG. That's AK. He's a neighbor of Gary's over there in Easley. And then I got KO4. CEP, and it was in Anderson. Could you come back with your name, please?
Well, K4OIM, that was Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. It's Andrew and Inman.
Right. That's what I had wrote down. And they were coming at me so fast, I just put A-N-D for Andrew, and I didn't know if it was Andrew or Anderson. The same way I abbreviate Anderson. Thank you for coming back and helping me straighten that out. And then we got KN4BEM. That's Daniel. He's over in Greenville. Daniel, thank you for checking in. And then I missed that last one, KN4BLH. Could you come back with your name and location, please?
Net control. It is, the name is Kurt, color uniform, Romeo Tango, and I'm in Greenville, QSL.
Oh, okay. I got that straight. Thank you, Kurt. I'm still kind of new at this, and, I had a stroke and I ain't got no use in my left hand, and I'm having to ride all this down right quick. Thanks for coming back, Kurt.
Thank you.
Anybody else, A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. 4 Echo November Delta. Thanks, buddy. I'm in Taylor. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Buddy, I got a lot of static. Could you come back with that call?
Kilo Alpha 4 Echo November Delta, KA4END.
To welcome KA4END, buddy over in Taylor's. Glad you could check in tonight, buddy. And looks like I done. Nope, I still got Echo through Hotel. If the prefix in your call begins with E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, or Harry and Candler and whatnot. Two Harrys to check in all on the same net and make you work hard there, Walt. Doing a good job. We'll be negative next.
I overheard you talking to W4DJW the other day about you getting the radio fixed. Could you send me an email with that guy's name and phone number on it? I've got a 2-meter base station here that I think I was on 6 meters on my HF, and I had that radio on, and it started keying up, and I don't know if I burnt the files out or what, but I'd like to find somebody that could fix it. So if you could, send me an email. I'm K4OIMWalt@gmail.com. I'm good on QRZ.
K4OIMWalt@gmail. I'll do that, Walt. KC4ECN.
Appreciate that, Harry. He was the only one to come back in that group. KC4EZN. That's Harry, and he's up in Candler. I'd appreciate it if you can get me that. I want to get this space station back on the air, Harry. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Bird, Harry, you got that group by yourself. Man, there's usually a bunch of you out there that check in Echo through Hotel. So now I guess we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Walt, thank you for calling the net.
K4OIM.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Walt. I appreciate you calling the net. 73 to everybody. Have a good evening, sir.
Next, I'd like to welcome KO4 HKX. That's Patrick up in Penrose. Glad you could check in tonight, Patrick. And KO4 JQX. That's Jeff down in Wire Place. You've been pretty loyal about checking in there, Jeff. I sure do appreciate it. Anybody else, A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. Check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KP4 CPA, David Mopel in Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
David, that's KB4 CBA. That's David, and he's over in Greenville tonight. He's either too late to be playing tennis, so he must be on his way home. Glad you could check in, David. One last call, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. We got them all. This is K4OIM. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those that checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the right queue portion of the net with periodic starts for check-ins between right queues. Go to a second page tonight. This is the first time since I've called the net that I've had 50 check-ins. And so now, we'll move up to the right queue portion, and I gotta see who I got up here. Well, I got KI4DOS. That's my buddy Gary over there in Easley. What's on your mind, Gary?
Well, I am in a net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening again, Walt. Good talking to you a little bit earlier. Had a busy day over here, Dwight used to say on the plantation. I had built a back deck. It's 12 by 20, back deck back there on the back. Built it a few years ago, and they had a couple of screws started popping up. And I got checking, and I had a whole bunch of them. So I went and got me a bucket of screws and got my two guns out there and went to town. Tell you what, there's a lot of screws in that deck. But I pulled all of them out, and I had 324 screws that were broken. You know, which is don't sound like many, but it's a whole bunch. It made some of the deck boards loose. But I got them all put back down good and tight, and put all new screws in it. But I tell you what, it took me a while to do it.
Just have a screw loose. You had a bunch of screws loose, huh?
The good news is I didn't lose any of them right there, Walt. They may be a little loose, but they ain't lost.
All day I chose to go with an electric chainsaw. I ain't able to pull on no rope to try to crank a chainsaw, and I think everybody knows how aggravating a two-cycle engine can be. But I've been out here all day cutting limbs down, and they were a roll of cedar trees. They're not Leland cypress. They are cedar trees about 30 feet high between our place and the neighbor. And he came in yesterday, and I said, listen, I don't know whose trees whose property the trees are on, but they like to beat me to death on that lawnmower the other day. He said, man, it's on your property. They right on the property line. I said, well, I'm going to cutting. So I've been out there all day cutting those, and then on the front, it was all growed up with wild cherry trees. I've been out there cutting them things down today, and I can't wait to get there and get a shower. And like tonight, well, today when I was talking to you, it's my grandson's birthday, and my daughter's going to take him to the beach. And she said, Daddy, you ready? Welcome to go. Paid for. So, guess I'm going to the beach tomorrow. So, back to you, Gary.
I tell you, you're tired or to be showing after cutting them trees and stuff. You know, that's a hard job, you know. The cutting ain't so bad, but then you get all everything on the ground, then you got to haul it around and pile it up. I think that's where the work really begins. But I'm glad you got most of those trees trimmed up to suit you so you don't get hit with them with the lawn, while you're on the lawnmower. And I don't blame you. I believe if I had a free trip to the beach, I would go as well. I'm not a beach person. I'm a mountain-type person. And being in the Navy, I've seen enough of the ocean. I don't see no more of it. But, you know, if it's for a little visit or a couple of days or three or something like that, it's not bad. But I don't want to live at the beach, and I haven't lost anything down there. But I hope you have a real good trip, and I hope everything works out for your grandson, and he's real happy with his birthday present. Other than that, Walt, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good neck going. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you doing it. You take care. We'll take, say 73 to you for now there, young man. K4OYM in the net. KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. K4OYM. Yeah, I'm about like you, Gary. I'd rather go to the mountains because I was a Navy man, too, but I wasn't a regular sailor. I'm what y'all call a mud sailor. I was in the Seabees, and I had enough of the water. But after being in the jungle over there in Vietnam for 18 months, I was never so glad to see the water again in my life. And thanks for sticking around for the ride, Q. I was beginning to wonder what was wrong with Matt, WG4MC, and I. Nobody ever sticks around for ride, Q. I thought we had bad breath or something, Gary. So, I'll be clear and say 73. I'll try to check in through Echo Link tomorrow night from down there. Or I hope it'll work on my phone. I've never tried it. I had the phone on to look at Echo Link a while ago for check-ins, but I've never tried talking on it, so I'll give it a try tomorrow night. If I can't, I'll text you. So I'll say 73s, Gary. Good talking to you, buddy. KI4DOS, K4OIM. I'm clear. This is K4OIM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do I have any more check-ins or anybody want to stick around for ride you?
Good evening, Walt. Ken Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, be Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on net.
K4OYM. Please check in. Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu. WV6Z. Tom, I'm mobile in Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative, 73.
I picked up a couple of more here on net tonight. First is is KM4, UBG. That's Kevin down there in Fountain Inn. Glad you got checked in, Kevin. It's better late than never. Glad to get that count up on my logbook here tonight. And then WV6Z. That's Tom over in Traveler's Rest. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. And I've never heard that call sign on the 2-meter repeater. If you're new to the area, welcome to the Greenville-Spartanburg area. And this net meets every night at 9 p.m. Different net controller every night. And we'd appreciate it if you'd check in. So thanks again, Tom. All right. Looks like the next one I got up for right you is Daniel. What you got on your mind, Daniel?
Here on near Caesar's Head again, up on Bald Rock with my friend, just eating tacos up on the mountain, having a nice evening. How about yourself?
Bill and Gary, my daughter bought this place up here on Lake Bowen about 3 months ago. And the people that lived here hadn't cut their grass or nothing in almost 6 years. And all the shrubs and everything had grown up. And I've been out here with a chainsaw all day cutting and dragging and burning. And I am give out. Sound like y'all having a good time up there on the mountain. I never will get, I used to ride bikes, and me and some friends rode up on top of Glassy Mountain in short sleeve shirts in the summertime, and I was riding an old water buffalo, the old Suzuki 750 GT with the water-cooled engine. It was one of the first that came out, and on the way up, my brother was in front of me, and he got to spinning and threw gravel back that busted one of the oil lines going to the cylinder. And they didn't leave me, but we all had to spend the night on top of Glassy Mountain. At about 7 o'clock in the evening, boy, that wind starts blowing, and you talking about coal. I'll never own another two-cycle pack. So what you got going on besides up there on the mountain?
Like an adventure for sure. So I'm just working on this new HT that I got a couple weeks ago. It's the Anytone 878 UV Plus. So it's got GPS with APRS transmit and Bluetooth. And I've had a cheap DMR radio before, but this is actually a really nice one. And there's just so many features, you know. So it's like every time I get a chance to play with it, I just learn, you know, one new thing or something. And so what I was trying to do today was get the APRS working to where I could transmit my location digitally. And I haven't got that quite figured out yet. Apparently, I'm more of one who I would like to read how to do something, but a lot of the information for how to operate on some of these modes with this radio, a lot of that information is just YouTube videos. You just kind of have to dedicate the time to sit there and watch the video. So I'm going to have to spend a little more time playing with it. But I'm pretty excited about finally having a radio with APRS to where I could transmit my location. And the cool thing is, like, let's say you were going to go on a hike or be out somewhere. If you had family that you wanted to let them know that you were safe or where you were, you know, even if they don't know how anything about amateur radio, you could just set them up with a website like APRS.fi to look at those location reports. And so I don't know, it just feels really cool to have a radio with that capability. So just trying to learn a little bit, you know, that I can about it a little bit at a time to figure out all these cool features.
Going on 33 years now, but I was a novice 29 and a half of those years. and I had a stroke and fell out of my shack and broke my neck. And for a year, I couldn't do nothing. And my daughter, Daddy, why don't you upgrade? So I didn't even study. I just went and took my technician test, got it, and went back a month later and tried for my general and got it. And now I'm debating on whether to go ahead and go for the extra. I'm 73 years old, and I love working CW. Back when I got my novice license, you had to know at least 5 words a minute. And I swore if I ever get my license, I'll never use CW again. But that's all I've done for 29 years. And I've got a radio on order. It's a Radio City. It's a 10-watt HT. And it's got DMR and all in it, and crossband repeat. And I'm old school. I don't know nothing about that. But like you say, you have to watch them YouTubes. My 5-year-old grandson, he was 5 today. Papa, you ever watch YouTube? You need to watch YouTube.
According to the new features, there's nothing better than this group of folks that meet on the air, you know, to ask questions to. Just the other day, I was getting some advice on setting up a tiger tail for this HT to get better reception and transmit. So, if that radio, I'm wondering if you're talking about the Radiodity, there's the GD77, which is, but the one that you, 10 watts and crossband repeat, that sounds a lot fancier than the GD77, but any case, if it's got DMR on it, you know, something I've been thinking about, so we've got a whole network of DMR repeaters in South Carolina through the hospital system, and, you know, with DMR, you can talk to people all over the world, different trunk groups, and I was just thinking, if people had questions about how to do some of these newer types of communication, I mean, this, you know, RAG 2 portion of this net would be a great place to ask and talk about some of those features. I remember, when I started to learn DMR, I was just having a real hard time wrapping my head around the programming side of it. It's just very detailed compared to the analog programming. And so someone recommended me to talk to Mandel Rigdon, made friends with him, and he sat down with me and showed me all the different settings you have to deal with DMR, how to build a code plug and how to set it up, and, you know, just having that kind of mentorship of someone who'd done it before just helped me understand it, you know, so much better. So I know that, you know, new radio coming in, you've got a lot of opportunities for different kind of features, but just take it one little bit at a time, and it's fun, man. I mean, these newfangled HTs with all kind of new bells and whistles on them, it's just fun to play with. KN4BEM.
A 5-band dipole up out here in the trees for HF work, and then I've got 5/8 wavelength, 2-meter, I think it's called, I can't think of what the name of that thing is. I ain't got it up about 25 feet for the 2-meter radio, but I got a 20-meter double bazooka antenna out here on the ground, and then I got a 6-meter dipole on the ground, and I got a Cushcraft A3S tri-band beam on the ground, and I've been so busy since we moved in here trying to clean the yard up and get grass cut and burn all the brush and all, and tomorrow morning we leaving to go to Myrtle Beach for my grandson's birthday, Yeah, I got a lot of work ahead of me when we get back. My daughter said, Daddy, usually that antenna's the first thing you get up, but just there's too much to do. I can't stand a trashy yard. Daniel, you got anything else for us?
Get back to eating my last burrito here and call it an evening, but definitely nice chatting with you. I hope you have a great trip up to Myrtle Beach, and I know what you mean. It feels real satisfying to get a yard cleaned up, especially if it's got a lot of brush and everything. It feels nice to have that, to see that transformation. But hope you have fun with the new rig when it comes in. I'll go ahead and say 73 for you. Over to you, KN4BEM.
BMK4OIS. All right, Daniel, I'm glad you stuck around for some right cue. So I'll say 73, and hopefully talk to you next week. If I hear you on the air, I'll holler at you. All right, anybody else want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or net control. So at this time, I will go ahead and file my net report. Give me 1 second to bring the computer back up. DJW. Folks, what's wrong with my internet service here? But I'll go ahead and close the net out and try another computer tonight and to get my net report in, and I see there's another one checked in on the pre-net since 9 o'clock. So at this time, I will close the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and turn the repeater back over to normal amateur radio use. 73s, and good night, and checked in and stuck around for right cue. So I'll say 73s, but I'll talk to you through the week on the air. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. 73s, good night.